This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come on, everybody. Millions are on the planet. I've watched a number of times when you've been in for Nora. I've not heard the copy machine as of yet. I'm going to ask you a TV Chiron question. We have four TVs in the studio. You've been in before. We got some news. We just had the local CBS news. I need to switch that. Mm-hmm. We also have ESPN with Pat McAfee's show on. They're interviewing Vince Vaughn. So two questions to you. When you think Vince Vaughn and you think peak Vince Vaughn for Major Garrett, what comes to mind? And also the Chiron says, legendary actor and producer Vince Vaughn. Come on. I mean, this is, even isn't Vince Vaughn saying, I mean, seriously, how bad are you kissing up to me right now? Legendary actor.
Legendary, yes.
Laurence Olivier, Al Pacino, Vince Vaughn, not necessarily in that order.
Yes, Peter O'Toole, yes.
Peak Vince Vaughn for Major Garrett is when?
Oh, you know.
Or are you not a Vince Vaughn guy?
No, I am a Vince Vaughn guy. I mean, how could you not be?
Old School, Wedding Crashers, Swingers, Curb.
My default answer was Wedding Crashers. There's a movie that's not very good in which he has a scene around the dinner table playing the kick drum. Remember that?
I don't. What is that, Dave?
Yeah.
Vince?
But that scene is epic.
Is it really good? Yeah.
Yes. But I would say probably Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers is a great movie. It
holds up. It stands the test of time, which I think is one of the hardest things for comedy to do.
Yeah. The breakup.
Because for comedy to land, it has to be contemporary. But for it to really land, it has to be not only contemporary, but transcendent across eras. And Wedding Crashers holds up that way.
The Breakup is the movie you're thinking.
The Breakup, yes.
With Jennifer Aniston. It has moments.
On the kick drum.
On the kick drum. Yes. What's that guy's name? He's so funny. I mean, I'll talk about peak Jennifer Aniston attractiveness.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, is she gorgeous in that movie. But, yeah, when they break up and they're both staying in the place, and Jennifer's brother, the guy hosts a lot of shows on the Game Show Network, he's got his sing group there, and Vince is getting into it with him. Oh, God, it's just...
The movie itself is not that great, but that scene is terrific.
That scene is terrific.
In terms of awkwardness,
yes.
Comedic timing, everyone's uncertain, like what's happening here? And you have to, as an actor, you have to own all of the abstract bizarreness that script calls for. And Vaughn just completely owns it.
Does, absolutely. Okay, somehow, because we do it, we're going to make a transition to the...
hard turn.
This is about as hard of a turn as it gets.
Yeah.
This was, last night, the 45th President of the United States, the Republican nominee, and a person who really was the favorite for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
It might be pick him now. He might be just a little bit behind, but he's right in the mix. This is Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago appealing to someone who he wants her money. Sheldon Adelson has passed away. This is Miriam Adelson, and he is playing up to her with some comments that, I'll just be really blunt, I find repugnant. Go ahead and hit it, Dave.
We gave Miriam the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest award you can get as a civilian. It's the equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor, but civilian version. It's actually much better because everyone gets the Congressional Medal of Honor. That soldiers, they're either in very bad shape because they've been hit so many times by bullets, or they're dead. She gets it, and she's a healthy, beautiful woman. It's fair. And they're rated equal.
He just doesn't get it, sir. He just, this is, go back to John McCain, his comments. Go back to what John Kelly said. And by the way, if anybody's going to push back, I believe John Kelly 100%. Suckers and losers. And for him to say that in such a dismissive way to heroes of this country is startling and not surprising.
First of all, it's no longer the Congressional Medal of Honor. It's just the Medal of Honor.
Yep.
So know what it's called, first of all. Second of all, I did for my show, The Takeout, several years ago, a show devoted entirely to Medal of Honor recipients. With David Martin, our exceptional,
legendary,
heralded Pentagon and National Security correspondent. And as David said in the opening of that show, nobody wins the Medal of Honor. The Medal of Honor represents valor on the worst day for that soldier, Marine, or airman in his or her life. The worst day. Because inevitably, they are under stress. Many of their comrades in arms have probably died.
Yeah, don't make it.
And they are one of the few, in some cases, only survivors. And it is the worst day of their life. They don't win the Medal of Honor. They receive it. And they receive it almost to a person with a kind of profound ambivalence that no one who has not been in combat arms can comprehend. Myself included.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Myself included. And so this is a particularly special terrain of valor and heroism. Those are not words that those who have been given the Medal of Honor are comfortable invoking. I take this from David Martin, who has interviewed almost every single one over the last 30 years. He's gotten to know these people and their approach to this very well. Former President Trump can trivialize just about anything in life.
Yes, he can.
Can hammer it into kind of a pulverized submission of nothingness. Can take its special nature away from it through his rhetoric and disregard. Sometimes that's worked to his political advantage, sometimes not, but it is one of his unique quote-unquote talents in American political rhetoric. This is, in my way of thinking, acutely repulsive.
Yeah,
in that category.
I agree. It's gross. It's repugnant. Let's just be honest. If Joe Biden would say this, Kamala Harris would say this, if Tim Walz would say this, conservative sites would be on fire, mm-hmm, and would be playing this over and, yeah, over and over again. And this is a Republican Party which decade after decade after decade were proud, were confident of where they stood with the military, often pointing out their support compared to Democrats. And you now have the man who is the party and has been the party since he came down the escalator to be so dismissive when, don't forget this part, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason why Miriam Adelson received that is because she's an extraordinarily wealthy person and he's trying to get her money. I'm not saying she isn't an accomplished person and a decent person and she may have done a great deal of good. I'm not dismissing that. But for Donald Trump, you know what she is? She's an avenue for cash. And to say this, and it doesn't even bother him. That's the thing. He doesn't think back, like we all have it sometimes, said, wow, I can't believe I phrased in that manner. Let me somehow and try to clean this up. That thought never crosses his mind.
Right. And look, and let me take Trump out of this for a second. because there have been times in our history when there has been a certain amount of pushback from those in the armed forces, either being manipulated by or having their imagery associated with political actors or political campaigns, and they've been uncomfortable with that. And for those of us old enough to remember, in the Vietnam War, there was a sense of maybe revolt is too strong a word, but distance that returning soldiers had to the medals or ribbons they'd received. Some of them famously threw it back at the United States Capitol to protest what was happening in the Vietnam War. So people who have served our country in the military have at times been uncomfortable with politicians overly associating themselves with their story or their life in combat. That's a part of our history, quite separate from Trump. But there are times when Trump can make those things worse or devalue them in a way, genuinely speaking, only he has. Mm-hmm. And this would fall into that category.
Yeah. I also think we just don't have enough time. We have too much. I think the last few weeks, he has looked tired. He is not as sharp. He is frustrated. I laugh every time somebody tells him, talks publicly about him, he's going to establish some discipline. He's not going to change. This is who he is. But Joe Biden, rightfully so, deserved the criticism he received and the slippage, and it was evident. Watch Donald Trump in 2015, ladies and gentlemen. Watch Donald Trump now. Stark difference. A quick item, then we're going to pause. Someone's giving you great praise for your interview with Justice Gorsuch. I listen also. It was very, very good.
Thank you.
And we rarely get a chance to see that side of a justice. Your questions were right on point. It's worth your time. Check it out on the Takeout, which Major's podcast is fabulous on a regular basis. We're back with Major in just a couple of minutes right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's talk about the vice president, and the presidential nominee for the Democrats. It's Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. It's not Kamala. And this is just so coordinated. I'm going to play a little bit of a CNN panel, which was unwieldy, feisty, and Nancy Mace, the outspoken congresswoman from South Carolina, who once was a centrist and now is deep, deep MAGA. She was a part of it. Here's about 20, 30 seconds of last night.
This congresswoman is a wonderful human being, but when you disrespect Kamala Harris by saying you will call her whatever you want, I know you don't intend it to be that way. That's the history and legacy of white disregard for the humanity of black people.
So now you're calling me racist.
I just said you weren't a racist.
That is complete
BS. You don't have to intend racism
accomplish it. You are intending that
your disrespect
racist,
of Kamala Harris is part and parcel of a tradition.
All right, so we don't need to hear all of it. That's just a feel. It was Major. I didn't see it live, but I saw the clips. It was seven, eight times Nancy Mace, including when she said, I'll call her whatever I want. And over and over and over again, not calling her by her name, going with, not going with Kamala. Kamala. Mm-hmm.
She did once, and then she corrected.
Yeah, that's right.
To go to the mistake.
Yeah, exactly. And then Nancy Mace now on Twitter is talking about how she was beat up as a woman when she's intentionally mispronouncing the name of another female who happens to be the vice president. So I see this often. And listen, you're going to be on 5:30 our time on CBS. It is possible. I hope this does not happen. But it is possible when you're speaking on a variety of topics, we all can mispronounce a name. It happens. It's unavoidable. But there is intent in this, Major, because it is over and over and over again. What do you want to say about this?
So several things. First of all, and thank you for
recognizing that I've been substituting for Nora the last couple of weeks.
You've been
last
great.
Night, yep. Thank you so much. Last night we had a reader about a dual U.S. citizen, a ballerina from Los Angeles, Ksenia Karolina. I practiced her name at least 70 times before the broadcast.
Yeah.
It's a difficult name to say, but why does it matter? Because it's her name.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves respect for their name when it appears in a news story. Everyone. And I worked very hard to practice the proper pronunciation of her name. It is a core value because it is an expression of baseline, not extra respect, baseline respect. Okay? So when you intentionally mispronounce, now you could, I could have garbled that name unintentionally. I would have felt terrible about it. It would have been an unintentional sign of disrespect, but it would have been a sign of disrespect nevertheless, even though I didn't intend that. When you intend to show disrespect, you are trying to other someone. You are trying to take them down. You are trying to minimize them. Okay. I look at this in a larger meta way. Republicans are doing this to the vice president, not from a position of strength, but from a position of weakness, because they're chasing the narrative now. Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, now the Democratic nominee to be officially the Democratic nominee next week in Chicago, has dominated the news conversation, has resurged in the polls for Democrats, and Republicans are now chasing. They're chasing, and they fear they're in a position of weakness. And when J.D. Vance responds to people saying that he sounds weird at times, and he calls that bullying and high school taunting.
What's this?
That is from a position not only of momentary weakness, but accumulated weakness created by the president you are running with. Okay? No one introduced that set of tactics more regularly into the American political rhetorical space than Donald Trump. So to say, wait a minute, it's unfair because that's high school bullying or taunting. What? And the othering is from a position of weakness. And I would add one more thing to it. It has nothing to do with Nancy Mace or the pronunciation of the vice president's first or last name. Yesterday in Bedminster, which is where he did the Mary Madison
that's right.
thing, Bedminster,
yeah, now Mar-a-Lago. Yep.
Former president of the United States did something that a backbencher member of the House does. He had a press conference, quote unquote, with a bunch of ornaments arrayed on a table to make his point for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what a junior league backbencher member of the House, Republican or Democrat, does. It's a cheap, cheesy visual aid to try to communicate something that you do not feel comfortable yourself communicating. I've never seen Donald Trump have to resort to that tactic ever. Ever.
Okay. I just have to say one last thing. If we don't hear the copy machine today, we're flying out tomorrow. Along with Harrigan, I will bring a team, I will find your place, and a special set of skills will take place. We need to hear the copy machine. I have to go. We've already blown through 2 minutes of commercials. I got to fly.
And I apologize to your devoted sponsors. I apologize most profusely.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. This man joins us. I don't know why. Later in the day, he'll be speaking to the nation at 5:30 and regretting every time he comes on this show. Derek Falvey, early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.